Is every Christian called to perfection? Hi, I'm Mike Mason. This is the St. Joseph Society podcast. The St. Joseph Society is a Catholic lay apostolate devoted to help men order all things to Christ as they become strong in mind, body, and spirit. If you'd like to check out more about us, you can see us online at stjosephsociety.org. This is the St. Joseph Boot Camp, episode 33. Gentlemen, we finally arrived to the final month of the boot camp. I want to congratulate you all. I've been checking in with the priests. They've been leading our boot camps this year, and they've talked about a lot of progress that everybody's made, how faithful you guys have been to listen into the podcast. The numbers there have been really humbling. Awesome about how you guys have been doing with the challenges and growing your faith, and the priests of all the feedback's been that you guys have had a really fun and great year as well. Guys, as we go into this last month, as I talked about last month, this boot camp is not an end but a beginning. What the boot camp was set up for was to help equip you guys, not only with a dogmatic foundation, all these dogmas that we've been studying through the podcast and this cool theological content, but also to help instill in you guys these daily disciplines, these weekly and monthly disciplines to help you start ordering your whole life to Christ and starting to grow strong in mind, body, and spirit. Guys, the boot camp was put together with the intention that when we graduate from boot camp at the end of May, we're graduating unto what is called the purgative way. Now, the purgative way, I'm going to go in detail next week, so I'll set that aside for now. But we want to be entering in to the spiritual life. Guys, we're going to talk about what's called the perfection of the Christian life today. I'm going to introduce you guys, for some of you, maybe a first-time introduction, to the fact that Christ calls us to be perfect. We're going to talk about what it means to be perfect, what's our duty to chase after it, and whether this is even possible. Guys, this podcast today is setting the stage for the next 3 weeks when we're going to talk about what are called the three ages of the interior life, okay? The purgative way is for beginners. Then we're going to talk about the illuminative way and then the unitive. By the end of this month, you guys will have a clear vision of what the St. Joseph Society is about. Guys, what we are about is partnering with priests to help them raise disciples of the men in their parish. Our priests have been equipped by their holy orders to lead the men underneath their care to become holy. And guys, as we grow in holiness together, we're going to start renewing and transforming our families, our parishes, and our communities. Guys, we've talked in January, we talked a lot about it. In God's design, he had men be the leaders of his church universal and the domestic church. We have to be equipped to be those godly leaders that God's calling us to be. And that's what the St. Joseph Society is about. Guys, over the next few years, I have my major field of study and things I like most, what's called moral and spiritual theology. We are going to study this over the next few years together as we live out the rule of life I discussed last week together in community. As we learn, I got a ton of cool stuff to teach you guys that we're gonna study together with these, you know, short 12 to 15 minute podcasts, these mini lessons, and you guys are gonna discuss the spiritual life in your monthly meetings and how to strive after holiness. Guys, the stuff I have to teach you, the things we're gonna discuss are just gonna absolutely blow your mind. I'm really excited to be transitioning into this part of the podcast because this is really what the St. Joseph Society is about, and that's helping men grow in charity and holiness. And so as we jump into the material today, we're going to lay a great foundation this month to what we're discussing. And then we're launching in June and really taking off at this point. And it's going to be exciting to see what God wants to do through it. But introductions aside, let's talk about the perfection of the Christian life. Okay. When I say the perfection of the Christian life, one that can sound intimidating, but don't worry, I'm going to define what it is we're talking about. But let's start first by saying, is everybody called to do this thing? So in the discussion this month, we're going to discuss, like, is everybody called to this? Well, this is what's called the universal call to holiness. In the Second Vatican Council, in the document Lumen Gentium, it says this: all the faithful of Christ of whatever rank or status are called to the fullness of the Christian life and to the perfection of charity. Hey, so no matter whether you're a dad, a priest, a monk, if a woman's a nun, every Catholic is called to the perfection of the Christian life according to their state in life. So it doesn't mean we have to go live in the desert and sit on top of a pole or do things like that. God calls us to a specific place to a specific task and mission, a specific vocation, and he's calling us to become holy through that. Okay. And part of a big chunk of this podcast is we're going to discuss how to do that in very practical ways. Now, this universal call to holiness, one qualification we have to keep in mind is that this holiness comes in two levels, okay, or two states. One is the life of glory. That's the perfection of the holy life, perfection of the Christian life in heaven. And then you have the life on earth. In a strict sense, the Christian only becomes perfectly holy in heaven. Okay, when we get to heaven and we get that beatific vision we've discussed in the past, when we see God face to face, that's where we become fully perfect. But the church also says that while we're here on this life on earth, we are wayfarers or pilgrims that grow in perfection and grow in holiness. Okay, so as we're growing in holiness in this life, it always be there to be an admixture of imperfection with it, but God is bringing us along to that full perfection when we're in heaven. So this universal call will not be complete in this life, but we are to walk that path. Which brings me to my second point, the duty of tending to perfection. Do Christians, do Catholic men, do we have a duty to become perfect? In Matthew chapter 5, verse 48, Jesus says this, "You therefore must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." I'll read that again. "You therefore must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." Guys, Jesus is giving us a commandment to chase perfection. It's not a suggestion. This is not a metaphor. This is not reserved to a special class of Christians. He's calling all of us to perfection. Listen to what St. Thomas Aquinas says. "A thing is said to be perfect insofar as it attains its proper end, which is the ultimate perfection thereof. Now it is charity that unites us to God. Who is the last end of the human mind, since he abideth in charity, abideth in God, and God in him?" 1 John 4:16. Therefore, the perfection of the Christian life consists radically in charity. Okay, we have a duty to tend to perfection, but we need to define exactly what perfection means before we close and we really launch into the three ways of interior life next week. Guys, when I say Christian perfection, I don't mean flawlessness. And this is a very, very, very important. If some guys might have been tempted to turn the podcast off when I said we're going to talk about the perfection of Christian life. Don't do that. Okay. The perfection here is not flawlessness. This is not God sitting in heaven keeping a list of what we did and didn't do, and that we have to get a perfect score in order to be perfect. Okay. One, that's not possible. Okay. So if that was the expectation, or that's what Jesus was commanding, that wouldn't make any sense, because the Bible also talks about the fact that we have sins and temptations and things to overcome. Okay. The perfection it's talking about, and Thomas mentions this, is that it's when you achieve your end. Okay. Think, for example, of a baseball team. So it's a baseball season. If a baseball team, they can be perfect by winning all their games and winning a state title. Okay. But we wouldn't say any baseball team, it's possible for them to be flawless, because there's going to be strikeouts and they're going to commit errors. Like, they're not going to be a flawless team, but they can be perfect because they achieve their end. When I talk about the perfection of the Christian life, what I mean is we achieve the end or the goal of what our life is about. And what is our life about? It is loving God and loving neighbor. That perfection can only be complete when we get to heaven, because that's where we're with God perfectly and completely and fully. In this life, we participate and we have a friendship with God. We love God. We have a real relationship with him. It's in our soul and it's growing. We grow in perfection in this life as we grow radically in love of God and love of neighbor. So perfection, gentlemen, it's not flawlessness. We're going to fall short. We're going to sin. There's always that possibility there. What it is when we are ordered towards our final end, when we're in a state of grace and we're heading towards God and we're growing in love of him, we're growing in perfection as we go. Guys, the three ways in the interior life I'm going to talk to you about, we're going to spend the next few years discussing, and it's some of the most exciting stuff you guys will ever learn. Okay. I've been studying this for years. It's fantastic. We're having a great time. What you're going to discover is when God sets us on this path and this grace, there are going to be strategies and steps to start climbing that mountain. Okay. St. John of the Cross calls it, we ascend up this mountain unto God. And as we study this together, gentlemen, you're going to learn how to start making that ascent. And because God's a good, loving Father, he gives us these incremental steps in order to get there. Guys, this has to be the most exciting news you've ever heard. The God of the universe, the God who called you into existence, loved you into existence, is inviting you in friendship with himself. He wants to infuse his life into your soul. And once it's in there through baptism or through reconciliation, when his life comes streaming into you, he intends to draw you into the perfection of the Christian life and to radically love him and your neighbor. This is what it means to order your life to Christ and be strong in mind, body, spirit. It's to order our entire lives to our Lord and Savior and to become the holy man God wants to be. Guys, there is no better news or nothing more exciting than this. But before I cut off, I'm going to leave you with one more thought, and then we'll cut off for today. In Tankery's book, he throws out a question. He says, can a person stay in a state of grace without striving to grow in holiness? Okay. The reason why I want to end here is perfection can be intimidating. Okay. When I first read this stuff, I was intimidated by it. When I study some of the higher levels of the spiritual life, which we'll discuss here, I'd still get intimidated by it a little bit. It is intimidating. Okay. We might be tempted to shrink back. The devil definitely wants us to shrink back. And so what I want to submit to your thought this week and something for you to meditate on this week is what Tankery poses here. Can a person stay in a state of grace without striving to grow in holiness? Can you guys check out of this universal call and say, you know what? I'm just going to like be a mediocre Christian, or I'm not going to work on holiness. I'm just going to stay frozen where I am. Listen to what Tankery says. In the state of fallen nature, one cannot for long remain in the state of grace without striving at the same time to make progress in the spiritual life and the exercise oneself from time to time in the practice of some of the evangelical counsels, namely poverty, chastity, and obedience. So the question, can a person stay in a state of grace without growing in holiness? His answer is not for very long. Guys, God has called us to this. He will supply the graces for us to walk. As you will discover as we study the three ages of the interior life, you'll discover how God brings us along this path, how he ministers to us all the way through. And we're going to start looking at the obstacles in the way and how to overcome them and how to start ascending that mountain. Okay. But guys, we have to do this. Christ has called us to it. He's commanded us to do it. We have a duty to do it. And each one of us, by our baptismal graces, it's in there to want to do it. But we've got to feed that seed so it can fully grow and flower. Okay. So what we're going to turn to next week is what's called the three ways into your life. And we're going to start with what's called the purgative way, which is the way of beginners. And this is where we want to be entering into this June and start ascending this mountain. Challenge this month, guys. I'm challenging you guys to join the St. Joe Society in June. We don't collect dues. You don't have to sign up for anything. It is you commit yourself to the men you've been meeting with in your parish. You commit yourself to walk this path with that priest that's been leading you and wants to help you become the man God wants you to be. And you start living this rule. One of the final steps to our rule is to pray the Memorare to St. Joseph. Now, this is posted on the website, so you can see the prayer there. But we're challenging you each day, sometime midday, to pray that prayer for the men of the St. Joe Society, that the men of the St. Joe Society would become the godly leaders, they become the men that God wants them to be. Fellas, we're going to have a great month studying the spiritual life, and I can't wait to get started. Hope you guys have a blessed week, and I'll see you next week. God bless.